Jazz fans know Cindy Blackman as a disciple of Tony Williams. He's the drummer Miles Davis picked to anchor his pioneering group of the 1960s. But a lot more people know Blackman from another role, backing up rocker Lenny Kravitz. For 10 years, she was back there, behind the drum kit, beating out grooves on tunes like Fly Away and American Woman. Blackman recently stopped playing with the Kravitz band and is now focusing on her own music. As part of the series Musicians in Their Own Words, Blackman described, for producer David Shulman, how she first learned the rudiments of drum technique. It wasn't from playing jazz or rock. She says it was from playing in a fife and drum corps.
The drum corps instructor, he would put his hand over your sticks, and if he raised his hand high, you had to play those rudiments at whatever tempo you were at that height. And if he lowered it, you had to play them at that height, and you couldn't hit his hands. I couldn't have asked for a better intro to technique than that. So there are a lot of different ways that you can color and get the same kind of effect that a painter would get when they use a different type of brush stroke. So I look at that, you know, if you look at the brush strokes of Van Gogh, a lot of them are very thick, you know, and they're so vivid that it's just like a stream of color, which to me could be whoosh, could be a splash on the drums. Or one of his points could be a dunk. Lenny's thing is obviously very backbeat oriented, you know, so you're playing a lot of backbeats with a lot of you know, you're playing a lot of that, which is cool, you know, because I like those kind of beats. I think they're funky. I keep that headspace in its own box. It's a whole other thing, you know, it's a whole other head. If I would take that same beat and play it with my jazz quartet, my acoustic quartet, I would take that beat and I'd play it backwards and forwards and sideways, you know, play with the pulse a bit, you know, change the time. It's funny because I let Lenny hear that and I said, check out this song, and he didn't even know what it was at first. You know, it was so disguised. He said, this is one of my tunes? What is this? We got to let love rule. I've played a lot of different songs that are standards. Even before we play a note, I try to reinvent them, you know. I try to go through different moods and different things and different changes and do something different with the song, or at least do things that are exploratory. I want the music to grow, and I want to grow, and I want to keep changing. You know, if you listen to the journey that Miles' 60s band took from the very first record to the very last record, wow, what a trip. It's a great voyage, you know? I want to go on a voyage like that.
Drummer Cindy Blackman. We heard from her as part of the series Musicians in Their Own Words, produced by David Shulman and NPR's Jeffrey Freimanwire. You can hear more of the Musicians in Their Own Words series at our website, npr.org. This is All Things Considered. From NPR News, I'm Cheryl Corley.